Hello, everybody, and welcome to the I Hope You're Listening podcast, the show about rap, entertainment, and all things hip-hop. I'm Jose, and I'm here with Chris. Say what's up, Chris.
What's up, man? I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I'm here with my man, Steven.
It's good. You already know, Steven too bozy. Hope y'all listen.
All right, so on this episode, we kind of want to start on a serious note. Steven, you could kind of lead with that.
Well, breaking news to everyone on social media. The news has broke out that Chadwick Boseman has passed away from colon cancer. His family took it to take it to Twitter to bring us some news. They said he passed away in his home with his wife and his family around him. They say he had it for 4 years. He was doing a lot of movies between the chemotherapy and a lot of things. And this is a segment we're going to be giving him his flowers. Because, you know, he did a lot of good movies from 42, from Get Up On Up, the James Brown bio, from Black Panther. There's a lot more goes on. He was a very good actor and had a lot of good roles.
That's right. So we're starting off with a segment of giving people their flowers. And unfortunately, we usually want to do this before someone passes away. And we were a little late with this one, but we do want to give Chadwick Boseman his flowers. He was amazing. Black Panther was a movie that inspired hundreds, thousands of people. I mean, it inspired me. I went to see the fucking Black Panther in the dashiki. You feel me? So, I mean, it inspired people. It showed children that superheroes can be black. You know what I mean? And I felt like that was very important, a very important message to convey. And him also playing biopics of, like, Jackie Robinson and things like that, like, were very necessary in a culture today. You know what I mean? Because it shows someone big and prominent, you know, prominent stories that we wouldn't get to see otherwise played by an amazing actor. So we want to give him his flowers. Also, I want to give T-Pain his flowers. You know, oh, yeah. T-Pain's been getting a lot of flack lately, and they're saying his career could have been better and all this bullshit. And let's give T-Pain these flowers, man. T-Pain was the best. Like, T-Pain started a whole auto-tune generation. Even to this day, T-Pain and his auto-tune effect, and is that you hear it everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's kind of difficult to say that his career is over when he spawned thousands of children. You know, we can get it to 1,000 artists that sound like him. You know what I mean? Or sound similar to T-Pain. So we definitely got to give T-Pain his flowers. That's number one. Anybody you guys want to shout out?
Give T-Pain his flowers. Because, you know, they say when, first of all, just like you said, he has a lot of spawns out there.
He has children, bro.
And, you know, when they say when you have a lot of hate, it must be something good that you're doing.
You gotta be doing something, right?
All of these niggas, I hate all of them. So T-Pain did a lot. He did a lot.
That's a fact. But let's get right into it. Let's move into topic number one. I believe top fives are generational at this point. Everyone's is different depending on their age. And even within the same age group, people's top fives are different. Why do you guys think that is? Or, you know, what is it about music now that kind of changes that narrative where it's like hard to put a number on a rapper?
You know, that's the beautiful thing about music where, you know, everyone has a different opinion and they're different top five, top 10, top 20. And, you know, music been going at it for years, so that's why it's kind of hard to sometimes just say top five artists or just say who's the biggest in the game. And that's why a lot of people have the common. Like, you can say, old heads will always say, you know, for sure, Biggie, Nas, Tupac. Mm-hmm. But they're still great from this day. I still listen to their music, and it still hits. Like, there will never be another rapper like a Nas, like a Biggie, or a Pac, or like a Nipsey, either.
But the thing is, too, that there's kids out here that would say Lil Uzi Vert is the best rapper alive.
Oh, yeah. Or 6ix9ine.
Lil Baby. You know, they say Lil Baby got it. And that's kind of my point, saying it's generational, where someone can, like, you can have a conversation with someone 10 years younger than you, and their list is going to surprise you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird. Like, I can't even give you a list. Like, if I was to give you a list, it would have to be one person from each decade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's difficult, and it's going to be New York biased. I'm going to pick all the New York artists, and that's just something everyone's going to have to fucking deal with. You know what I mean? I'm going to pick New York people.
That's kind of top five.
When it comes to top fives, I don't think it's just generational. It's deeper than that, because it has to do with what you grew up on. Yep. Me and you are from the same generation, and we grew up listening to different people. We will have different top fives just off of that alone.
Yep. That's the thing. Like, for me, like, from the 90s, I would have to give it to, like, Tupac. You know what I mean? That's kind of who touched me the most from that era. Like, when I was, you know, finding music from the 90s, I found Tupac, and it was like a fucking revelation. It was like finding the fucking Bible. You know what I mean? So, to me, that's my top five. Like, no hate to Biggie, no hate to all those niggas. Then in the 2000s, it would have to go to Jay-Z or Nas. You know, it's a toss-up. It can go either or, but it's New York, so I'm banging both. And in the 2010s, it's what, Drake? And the 2020s and on, I don't know. I can't really say yet, but I don't even think that's a full five. It's so difficult to put a top five.
2020, you said?
Yeah, like, who's the best rapper? Like, who's going to be the best rapper coming up now?
Can't predict that.
You can say who's on top right now, and that can be the best rapper right now.
You could predict that, but at any given time, like, you know, rappers fall off the face of the earth. So,
because for me, like, it's difficult. For me, my top five would have to be, like I said, Tupac, Nas, Fabulous, Kid Cudi, and I don't know who gets that last pick. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's difficult. Like, it's very, yeah, it's hard.
It's tough. Okay, you know,
who would y'all say, Yaz?
One for me would be Nas. Two would be, their group, but would be Wu-Tang. Because that raw right there, that's what drove me. That's what really caught my attention. Three will be Kid Cudi. Three, four. I think I give four to Drake. Because even though he has done a lot of poppy, singy tracks all the time, when he does his, like, personal stuff, I have felt it. Five for me. I think I give it a yay. But we're talking about old yay. Not new yay. I'm talking about old yay, because I'm not lying.
New yay too, nigga. You got to talk about new yay. I like new yay. I like that.
Really heard of yay.
That's dang yay.
You haven't heard the gospel shit?
No, I heard it. I'm talking about being in people's top fives, because I wouldn't just... I feel like Kanye is too much outside of the box to just put him in the top five of rappers.
Yeah,
you can't put him in the top five with, you know? He does it all.
Man, for me, it's for rapper producing. He knows what he does.
I guess you could put him in there. That's your top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would put him there too. Matter of fact, that's the fifth person I would probably put on there.
Well, it's kind of hard because it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. And for me, it's difficult because, like, when I really got into music, it was like that draft class where it was all these niggas, like Big Sean, Nipsey, Currency was there. I would have put Currency there if he was more mainstream, but the fact that Currency never made it to the mainstream lane, I wouldn't put him there. You know what I mean? Well,
you know what we gotta do? Last year was a big thing when people made a top 50 list that kept going around. We're gonna make our own version of a top 50 list.
But it's gonna be biased, man. I'm gonna pick New York.
No, that's what I mean. Each person make their own top 50 list.
My top five is not in no order. I would never do that.
Yeah, I can't do an order.
Yeah.
Because my top five is like, I wouldn't want them to compete, you know? But anyway. Eminem would have to be up there. That's a fact.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
That's good.
We making faces, but
no, that's good. That's good. You're naming some good, some heavy hitters.
I'm gonna put Drake up there. Tupac. And at fifth place, I'm gonna just do this because you didn't put underground rapper in your top five, and I think that's unfair. Because if you listen to him enough, he should be in your top five.
Who?
He should be able to. You said Currency, but I'm gonna go ahead and go and say Papoose.
Who? Papoose? Nah, but see, that's Papoose is somebody that we have to give him his flowers. That's another person where you kind of have to do that. He birthed a lot of rappers. Like, people don't understand that if you listen to lyrical rap, a lot of niggas sound like Papoose in their work.
They repeat a lot of his lyrics.
And not only that, I feel like Papoose influenced a lot of battle rap more than anything. Like, the way battle raps do their thing is kind of Papoose swag.
That top five is basically just people that, and Tupac was the first person I got into ever in rap, or probably less than five. But all of these people took up like a good time of my life of me just listening to those people alone and nobody else, you know?
Yeah.
Because they weren't all rapping at the same time, except for Drake and Wayne, but you know, they had these separate years.
Well, I guess it's fair to say those two because Drake and Wayne, it was kind of like Lil Wayne was coming down and Drake was coming up. Like, he was passing him the torch, so to speak. So I get that.
I'm surprised that there's no New York people, bro. Well, not besides Fabulous.
Nah, Fabulous. That's my guy, Fabulous, you know. I love Fabulous. But that's a biased thing, like, I've always been a Fab head, so.
I mean, like, we could have given Fab his flowers, but honestly, I would give him his flowers. But I feel like Fab, like, lost his hunger. You can't give him his flowers yet.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like his last shit. I didn't like his shit with Jadakiss.
You didn't like that album with Jadakiss?
No.
I don't know. Those couple tracks and I'm like, damn, like they release at the right time.
The thing is me, it's like I like Fab without the features. I like to digest Fab by himself. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like, I like to listen to Fab. Just give me those, you know, swaggy bars and just do that shit by yourself. Like, kind of
the best mixtape series he had was the Soul Tapes, to be honest.
All those shit, the Soul Tapes. There is no competition. Remember that
Fab? Yeah, that shit was Fab.
That was the best Fab. He was killing everybody's fucking shit.
I think the new thing he's doing, what's it called? Summertime Shootouts, they're all right. There are a lot of remixes of other songs, though. But he's not really, like, doing his bar shit on them.
I don't know. I feel like he does more songs, like, for women on them shits, some Summertime Shootout shits. Like, yeah. He's trying to get into his emotional bag. And
I kind of like it. I like it, Bombs, from the last project he released, Bombs, Back of My Bullshit. I like
that. That's almost fire.
I think the Meek record he had, or like the little Durk record he had, was fire also. Y'all listen to that.
Back to My Bullshit.
That shit was fire.
Oh, shit. All right. So Big Sean came out with that album. I mean, not the album, the song. How are you feeling about Big Sean's song with Nipsey?
I'm fucking with it heavy. Yeah. Actually, it's saying, besides what Sean's doing, and hearing Nipsey on it was actually good. Everything he was saying, but then hearing Big Sean actually rapping now, he's not doing that singing shit like he was doing at one point. He's really rapping. And, you know, he's really being open with us on this track because he talked about losing a baby.
Yeah, he was very open. I think that's kind of my takeaway from it. Like,
I respect him, man.
He was very open in his beef with Kendrick and squashing it. Yep. He was very open with the losing the baby, which is kind of parts of his life that he doesn't really share. And it's kind of cool when a rapper can do that and let you in a little bit, you know, so you can see what they're going through. So yes, I think that was pretty dope. And the fact that, like, he had Nipsey on the song and then he goes and says, after what happened with Nipsey, I hit up Kendrick, you know,
yeah,
that was pretty awesome. Dope. But you can... Yeah, exactly. You can kind of put your pride to the side and be like, you know what, let's squash this. This shit is corny.
Hit Boy's production was fire. The beat was fire.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
I was hitting, man. That beat was really hitting.
Just hearing Nipsey, like, again, you know, is just special.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I seen it on my feed. I didn't watch it or listen. Only because if I would have seen Nipsey Hussle on my feed before he passed, I wouldn't have clicked it. And as far as Big Sean, same way, you know, like, I get there when I get there. That's all.
Big Sean, he's coming, bro. He let out like some little teaser for his album, and he was spitting.
I think this new project he's really spitting.
I was like, wow, this shit is fire. And, like, Big Sean is back.
He was tucked away for like 4 years, so he got to come back spitting. He got to really show like, all right, like, this, I'm back to my old bullshit.
Yeah.
He can't come and just do a pop record or some shit, some R&B record, and we'll let him back in. He has to come back with bars. If you take 4 years off, you got to come back with bars.
That's a fact.
If you're a bar,
I mean,
not an easy sample.
Yeah. I want to hear you talking about, oh, I've been fake king and whatever, singing some shit with Jhené Aiko. I want some bars. I love hearing Jhené.
He got bars.
I want bars.
He got bars, but they don't read well.
I don't know. I feel like you giving him you thinking of Big Sean like from back in the day. So like Big Sean is not like that no more.
I've heard his recent shit. It's more developed based on what it is. It's good, you know, but
mm-hmm.
As far as his bars, I just feel like they don't really read well, you know. So him coming with bars is not gonna really change anything, you know, because he got bars. It's just, are they put together well?
I think so. I think they are. I think he's tapping into his new bag. He's getting personal. That's a new bag for Big Sean. That's a new, you know, pocket for him to get in. So I'm here for it. Like, I want to hear what that album sounds like. And if he got Nipsey as a feature, I can only imagine what other features he has.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it also. On the track that he put up today, to show like a sneak peek, he says featuring Wayne on it called Dawn Light.
I'm definitely going to listen to that. Because Wayne makes people get in a bag. You know, you can't get on a track with Wayne and then Wayne be a regular. Like, you know, your regular. Nah, you got to step it up.
Yeah.
You got to kill Wayne on the track, to be honest.
Lil Wayne killed him on the last track they did, though.
Because if record, you don't, it's, what is it doing for you?
They had a record and Wayne killed him on that shit. That's when he was all his depression, though.
But Wayne kills a lot of people in these songs.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Drake.
That's what he do. That's,
yeah.
You know what you're doing when you call Wayne.
Yep. That's a living legend, you know?
Let's see what this new album will sound like, though.
I'll give it a listen.
It's coming out soon. Like, we'll be here for it. Like, we're ready for it.
Yeah, comes out next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Yeah. Monday, yeah.
Next Thursday. Oh, so by the next episode, it'll be out. Look at that. Yeah. Let's talk about the state of New York and the rap scene here. How are we feeling about it? One thing I want to highlight was Cameron. I don't know if you guys seen Cameron's freestyle.
That freestyle, you
that was feature, right? That was at my job. He was right in the parking lot of my job.
Okay, so here's my point with that. So the bars were fire. It's Cameron. It's fire. My takeaway from the whole video was the fact that he was in these projects and he didn't have no security with him. He was chilling. He wasn't looking around all scared. he didn't have no security with him. You get what I'm saying? So it's that's kind of my takeaway from it, that he's so free. He's so much so respected amongst people that he can go into a project and spit a 16, and it's almost like your homie spit it, and you know, you're giving him a pound or whatever. And I think shit like that is fucking dope.
Yeah. Right?
New York is back, baby. New York is back. I'm talking my fucking shit. Nah,
that was fire. That was fire. Like, I like the whole like, you know, I like the whole scenery and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it when I first seen it because it was like, I know Cameron could spit ever since he came out with that Lean On Me shit like a year or two ago. I really got into Cameron. Halfway through that video, not even halfway, I stopped it because he got on some battle rap shit. It wasn't
him. He's freestyling. You got to understand. He's freestyling.
It was good for like 25%, 30%
of video. So you wasn't fucking with it?
I fuck with it. You know, like you can't expect somebody every time you see them on camera, especially you freestyling, he's chilling. Like, you know, it wasn't no crazy ass freestyle, some classic shit. Like, it went viral, I feel like.
It went New York viral. Like
regular chilling shit, you know?
It wasn't viral.
Yeah, but anything that happens in New York goes viral nowadays. Everybody's doing the same shit.
So New York is fucking lit. Let's go. Nas put out an album.
At least he wasn't rapping like, you know. At least I wasn't listening to no the shit that you hear in New York now. You know, everybody's going for the trap shit.
That drill movement stuff.
Drill shit.
Yeah, that drill
I fuck
shit.
With the drill shit though, from like Sleepy Hollow and Chef G. That low key fire. Even though they ain't no Pop Smoke, but you know.
So you like Chef G and Sleepy Hollow?
But then also, when I want my bar shit, I listen to Griselda, Benny the Butcher, Westside Gunna, Conway. They're all from Buffalo.
Okay, so since you just said if you want bars, you listen to Griselda and Benny and shit. Why do you listen to Chef G and Sleepy Hollow?
Just for the vibe. If I'm cruising my car, I'm going to work, and you know, I want to feel like lit or some shit, I put it on.
Do you feel like that represents New York, that music?
I feel like it just represents the movement right now New York is having with that drill shit. They're calling it the Brooklyn Drill. They're saying, you know, Bobby Smurder and all of them started. Well, also, you know, it's coming from the UK.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it, I'll be honest. I'm not a big fan of the drill shit. ASAP Ferg had a drill song, the song with Lil Wayne and Jay Guapo.
It wasn't it. I feel like he was gonna get like a Pop Smoke feature on it, and everything happened with Pop, and he couldn't, so he put Jay Guapo.
Well, I'm gonna be a conspiracy theorist with that song real quick, and I'm going to assume that was supposed to be a Tory Lanez hook, right? That was supposed to be a Tory Lanez hook, and that shit ended up happening, and they had to scramble and get somebody fast, and they got that gentleman there.
Maybe. I don't know.
That sounded like Tory Lanez bag.
I don't know. Last night, someone released a record of Tory Lanez. So I don't know if everyone's really cutting him off like that.
I've been seeing that.
Who was the artist?
Some dude named Legacy. I don't know where they're from, though. It's a hip-hop record.
A $200 feature? Come on. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
Cancel culture is still just a concept. Can't cancel nobody. That's
already. Nah, Tory is gonna get canceled.
Apparently not. He said you can't. Somebody came out with him last
year.
Did you hear it?
I didn't listen to it personally because I don't know the other person.
I didn't know it came out.
So you're gonna go back and listen to it?
We can listen to it right now, but like, I don't know the other person. That's the thing. I was like, all right, whatever. Like,
no, we don't have to listen to it right now. We'll talk about it.
I saw JoJo took him off because she released her deluxe last night. She took him off the record.
Which but, I respect. I respect that, like I'm saying.
The one thing I found weird is I went to his Apple Music page and they showed the Kalani music video on there. So I'm like, hold on. I thought he was getting cut off the record. Why is he still featuring it, but his verse is not on it? don't know.
You still got to pay him. You know, he did work on the song, so even though you're taking him off, you still got to pay him.
Yeah, but look, there have been music videos they take the artist. Look at Rick Ross. He did Gold Roses. He never had even Drake's hook on it. He just recorded his verse and still released it. And he just put Rick Ross Gold Roses.
I don't know.
I feel like I give it maybe a couple. I give it up to next year. People are still going to be bumping Tory Lanez. You saw that one chick that got punched by him, like we talked last time. She's still singing his songs.
But she didn't get punched by him. She got her beat up. Jump. That's a difference.
Yeah.
That's a difference. I think there's a difference in that. But the shooting Meg Thee Stallion thing, nah, you're not getting the pass. And there's a narrative going around that Meg is a snitch. I want to address that real quick. I think the labeling of snitching is getting thrown around too easily. I think what 6ix9ine did is snitching. I think that's called snitching when you take the stand against someone and now you need further protection. I think that is called snitching. I think what Meg Thee Stallion did was give her side of the story. You know what I mean? I think what she did was defend herself, because what Tory Lanez was doing was shopping around the story that he was blackout drunk and all this bullshit. So she was defending herself, and I don't blame her, because she's not gangster. She's not in that life, so you can't really expect her to make these decisions to not tell on somebody, especially when she was affected. You know what I mean? So I don't know, like, and she was affected deeply. She was traumatized, you know, and it's sad that she had to try to hold him down and try to stay quiet for a while, because she tried to hold it down. So you got to respect that. And I think there's even a little bit of admiration in what she's doing, because she's being brave, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know.
I feel like not a lot of people talk about it no more. Ever since she came out, everyone's like, all right, she came out, she confessed. It is what it is. Now they're just waiting for if LA's going to arrest him or not. Because he's still working around free. He's not deported or nothing. So is she going to press charges? I guess that's what it is. Cause
has anybody looked up, like, this report or this case?
He hasn't been charged, allegedly.
Is there any proof that Tory was arrested? You know, like,
what, his own mugshot
got released? Legal proof that this actually happened? Like, because at this point,
well, there's a video.
Everybody's always one-sided. That's always how it is.
But it's only one-sided because Meg came out first. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So for people to, you know.
But the fact that Tory isn't saying anything just means that there's an ongoing case. He can't talk about it.
That doesn't mean anything.
Unless he's just playing, like.
It could be any reason that he hasn't said anything. But the simple fact that if you was in a situation and you came out the victor in any situation, whether you had to harm somebody or not, and that person came out, wouldn't you feel like, you know, it's not my fault? Like, just because you are in this situation now, you can't say nothing.
Yeah, but because it's like, it's
let's just say he goes online. Let's say there is an investigation. He goes online and says some shit. You know what that can do? Oh, he's bullying me. Simple as that.
Yep.
He's sending people to attack me. His fans are trying to attack me. This is what people do. And I'm not saying that's what Megan Thee Stallion is going to do. But at the end of the day, who knows what Tory's side of the story is?
But people were already
attacking him. That's why I'm not jumping out the window. Huh?
People were already attacking him when the story broke. You know what I mean? Once Meg Thee Stallion was shot. Once she was shot and Tory Lanez in the car, niggas was already throwing hate his way. You know what I mean? So it's, I don't know. You know what I mean?
That's going to happen. And I feel like as far as that, you could not like somebody. You could not like somebody for that exact reason. You cannot want to listen to them. But the simple fact that people are on this whole train, this choo-choo train of canceling Tory, and everybody's hopping on the train at each stop, they think it's going to go somewhere, and it's really not. You're not playing Tory doesn't mean that a million other people is not playing. Just because half of the people stop playing him don't mean that it's not a million other people still playing this shit.
His Spotify thing went up actually since shooting.
Look at that.
I don't really think all three of us are probably
contributors to that.
I still listen to Chick Take Five.
Yo, chill out.
I still listen to Chick Take Five. I'm still putting that shit on.
What? Nah. I'll be honest. What Spotify's been doing, like, I'll throw on Drake and they'll sneak in some Tory. I changed the shit, though. Well, you know, he throws on some Tory. And it's very interesting how, like, now his music is getting pushed more. Like, it's
trying to remind you, like, oh, look.
Remind me what? That you shot Meg, nigga? I don't want to be reminded of that.
That's the thing. It's not really, it is going to be like that, but people have to realize it's not going to affect his music like people think it is until a very long time from now.
I don't know if people are going to want to work with him on a professional level. If you're an individual that's out here shooting people.
They don't have to. He does good on his own. He has proven it.
You know how many people were one-hit wonders that would be willing to give him a sample?
Pretty wild.
That's a fact.
Like, Tory Lanez is like, he's mad creative, bro. He could do it on his own, or he could do it with other people. Whether people listen to it or not, it's going to get played.
So basically,
that's just how I feel. There's no canceling. Only time people get canceled is when they die or go to jail. For whatever reason, they died or went to jail for, people want to cancel them. It works because they're not doing anything.
Yes, sir.
Canada. I don't know. I really is the thing is with me is like I really want Tory to be canceled. Like I really do, but I'm afraid that he won't be. Like, and that's very disappointing. But
I feel like Tory's gonna come out when everything gets settled because there've been rumors even saying that supposedly the girl shot her or the security shot her.
Okay. See, a lot of it's
a lot of stories. So I'm just waiting for see if Tory comes out says it, or if they go to court. You know, once they go to court, everything comes out.
How come this witness has been so quiet? Like, what's going on? Like, they don't want their TMZ bucks.
I'll have been the first one recording that shit and saying this shit to TMZ for $5,000 or $10,000.
I would have.
I got exclusive Tory Lanez blasting Megan. You want this or not? Someone's gonna want
it. You want this?
Spotify might just buy it and play it with his music. The little video shit they have now.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
This man could go to jail for years, you know, time long. And then finally come home and say something.
That brings me to my next point of men's opinions on women's rap. What I mean by that is like the WAP song. The WAP song, you know, it received a lot of flack, mainly by men. And I don't really understand why, you know. So I was hoping you guys could kind of shed some light on that.
Men just acting like bitches. That's all. This is simple. Then for how many, we had the Ying Yang Twins. Growing up, you know what I mean? I don't know if you listen to them, but from Florida.
Of course.
We had Ludacris with your fantasy and whatnot. Nothing crazy, but I guess what
that's it is, kind of, yeah,
it's just them point. Being raw with it bothers men. I think that's what more it is.
Yeah, and it was raw and
they didn't care.
Not lyrical at all. It was direct, you know? Literal, it wasn't no metaphors, no bars or nothing, you know, and that's what people have a hard problem with. And if you look at it on a bigger scale and not just the sexual part, when people make records, like, for example, I'm gonna throw like two people out there, Eminem and Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean says some gay shit, everybody got a problem. Eminem says some shit about slitting your throat, slitting his mother's throat, taking her fucking lungs out and wrapping it around her neck, some crazy shit. It turns into this whole, like, big thing of people trying to cancel this person because it's so raw. But in all reality, people say these things and people do these things.
The thing is with, like, with Frank Ocean, for example, like, his to me, I think, what is gay music, you know? What is gay music? Like, he can say something gay, but that's how he feels. And when I listen to that music, I relate it to, you know, me loving my girlfriend, for example, you know, the love I feel for her. So, I mean, I wouldn't see it so much as gay music, but I do understand what you're saying about how people would receive it to be like that and kind of be upset about it. But you can't really...
People really feel like that, you know?
Yeah, but you can't really cancel extreme talent. You know what I mean? Like, he's extremely talented, so it's going to be difficult to do that. And I think people are... I don't think people are trying to cancel out the Meg and Cardi B record for...
They're trying to ban that song. Yeah, there's a lot of people...
Just like they did to a lot of other people, you know, when it's just raw shit.
The thing is, I kind of respect what they're doing because they're claiming their own bodies. You know what I mean? It's been so long that men have rapped about that stuff and gotten away with it. And now that women are kind of doing it and claiming their own body because, you know, they have these body parts that they're talking about, that we talk about. So then when they go ahead and talk about it, we're supposed to be disgusted. I don't think that's really fair. You know what I mean? If we can express ourselves that way, then they should be able to express themselves that way, and it should be received well. You know what I mean? It's like weird that that's even a topic.
Yeah. That's why they had a whole bunch of women in, no men. They had Kylie Jenner and other women that's right now, they're kind of not powerful, but they're popular, and, you know, they're reuniting and like, look, this is what we got. We all know what this is going to come with. What you gonna do about it? The song's already out. You can't pull.
One thing I'm gonna say is that another reason that it probably seems like it's just a lot of guys giving opinions on the song. It's probably because it's a lot of guys in the business more than one. You know.
But I feel like if we're being honest, women are on top right now of music. Like, they're leading by a lot. Like, you know what I mean? I think that's kind of why they're giving opinions, because they're getting beat. Like, it's almost to a point where there's no competition. Like, you know, when a Meg Thee Stallion record comes out, everyone's jacking that shit. When a Cardi B record comes out, everyone's jacking that shit. Beyonce, you know, any woman that comes out right now, we are gravitating towards that song. So I think that's kind of where the problem lies and why men are giving opinions on their rap. Like, it's I don't know if it's our place really to criticize something and break down records about body parts that we don't have. Right. You know what I mean?
Completely right. I think it's fine. It just gives other people ammo to have, you know, their opinion on the song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it is. I don't know. It's crazy. Well, that brings me to my favorite segment in our podcast. Hate. I wasn't going to do it this week, but then certain events had transpired and I got excited. I put my hate cap on, my hate goggles on, and I zeroed in on niggas. Feel me? So I'm on that ass. I don't know if you guys seen R. Kelly. He got his ass whooped in jail, and now he's trying to get out again. I'm hating.
That's what you got. You got your ass ate, but you got your ass whooped. Next time, they're raping you.
This is the fourth time that he's trying to get out of jail since the corona started. You understand? This is the fourth time this man has tried this shit.
He tried to pull Tekashi. That's why. He's like, oh, shit, they let out the snitch? I got asthma or some shit. I can't read.
No, nigga, we're not letting out rapists. We had people eating your doodle, nigga. We can't. You had people eating caca, bro. Like, we can't do it. We can't let you out of jail. I think you should stay there. I think what happened to you was very minor. And I think all the things that's happening to R. Kelly should keep happening to him.
He deserves it.
You know what I mean? I think anybody, that happened forever.
Anybody that has a cousin or somebody in the same jail as R. Kelly should piss on him, hang him up, and rape him. Simple.
If this is how he treats the girls. If this is fourth attempt, like, it makes me think, like, is he doing this himself? Like, yo, beat me up. I'll pay you, you know?
I didn't even think about that. But that makes me want to fucking hate more. Like, it makes me more angry. Like, it makes me feel like
COVID failed. He got beat up, failed. What's the other two?
The other two was COVID. He was like, oh, it's getting bigger. The pandemic is getting worse. Please let me out again. And they were just like, nah, nigga, you staying in there. And now he supposedly got beat up because of protesters that, you know, are proclaiming for his innocence. They caused a lockdown in the jail. So he got his ass whooped for that. And I think he got to, you know.
He needs to get pissed on.
I think he got to
take protested for him.
Say what?
Is people protesting for him?
Yeah, some people, oddly enough, support R. Kelly.
They still play his shit out here on the radio, bro. I still don't understand.
They do.
Well, those people should be ID'd and watched for the rest of their lives.
That's a fact.
They're probably part of his crew. I don't know.
He got a whole cult out there.
They're part of his little crew from snatching up the girls for him or some shit.
I don't know. That nigga's disgusting, man. I don't know if he should ever be let out. I even think I'd go as far to say that they should dig up, like, some type of hole in the ground and put that motherfucker there. Like, that's how strongly I feel about him. I don't think jail is enough to contain this man. I think he should be put in a jail somewhere. You need to
put him in solitary.
No, I think that's not even enough. Put him somewhere in a hole somewhere where he can't see people. And he can't see sunlight or anything. Like, I don't think he deserves any type of humane treatment or human contact.
I thought Spotify canceled him.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't cancel him. It makes money.
They took down his music at first, and now it's back up. And he got mad listens still, monthly. Yo, what the fuck's going on with this?
Yeah, I support.
Is that the only place you could listen to his music?
Nah, Apple Music has it, but. They show you the actual, like, the amount of listeners monthly on Spotify. I don't know about Tidal. I hope Jay-Z ain't rock with this shit. I know they have a whole album too. I don't give a fuck. If Tidal's really about black power and all that and whatnot, take this man's shit down. We don't want this. I don't want this.
The next person I want to hate on is Mr. Akon himself. Akon, I'm on that ass, my brother. So Akon kind of came out and said that T-Pain ruined his career by staying in the hood. And I don't think that's what ruined T-Pain's career or kind of.
Like, record labels ruined it.
I think what happened with T-Pain was he was attacked a lot for, you know, not being as talented naturally, you know, as other people were. And that kind of was his demise. I don't think.
I really think it was the record labels that ruined him. Because he came out at one point and said that, like, he kept making hits for himself and they kept trying to sell it out there. And he stopped making music. And anything he wanted released, they didn't want him to release anything good. They kept trying to sell his shit. Akon needs to go back where he came from, back to where his little land he's making. Because this music shit he's still trying to pursue ain't working out.
Yeah. He also came out and said that he passed on signing Drake. I think he sounds like a bitter old man. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm hating. Like,
why is it everybody now coming out and saying, oh, yeah, I had the opportunity to sign Drake? What's the point now?
Or somebody. Like, I was going to sign this.
It's always somebody new.
It's always a woulda, shoulda, coulda, nigga. Shut up. You didn't. That's it. Correct. You didn't.
I'm hating.
Shut up, Akon. Go back and build your electric city somewhere in fucking, you know, wherever the fuck you're doing it at. And go back over there, and you can take 6ix9ine with you and make that song for those motherfuckers over there. Because niggas in America don't want to hear it.
He made a whole Spanish album? What the hell?
Who, Akon?
Yeah,
nobody knew.
I never heard
that
of
shit. Shit went triple garbage, nigga. Fuck out of here. I'm hating.
He needs to go back and focus on the solar panels and whatnot, getting a layout there. Stay on that tip. The music shit ain't working out for you no more, brother.
The next person I want to hate on is Troy Ave. I'm on that ass. I seen he had a podcast, and I found that pretty weird that he had a podcast, because he told on somebody who kind of started the podcasting thing, you know, with Tax Stone. He took the stand and told on him, and then kind of went and turned around and stole his job. And for that reason, I'm hating. And he's trying to get into the imaginary beast with people that don't respond to him, and it's fucking weird to watch. Like, I don't know.
He's trying to drop music back and everything. You saw that? I think
he dropped a song called Junkie Joe or some bullshit like that.
Nah, he released saying that he's making She Belongs to the Streets or something, or the Game Part 2.
Nobody cares. No one's going to listen to that bullshit. No one's going to fucking jack that shit. No one. I don't know anybody that's like, yo, yeah, I fuck with Troy Ave. I don't
know. I never liked him.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what he did. I mean, besides the show.
The reason why I really don't fuck with him, because he dissed a dead person. He dissed Capital Steve from Pro Era. Like, I get it. He had a beef with Joey Badass, but he brought that up in a freestyle. Some shit like that's why your man off himself or some shit. Like that from there, I never liked him after that. I never liked him before either.
He's a weird nigga, bro. I don't know. Like, I don't really understand him. And I don't know how he has a fan base. Like, I think that shit is weird. Like, that we make room for these fucking cockroaches. These fucking niggas that do fuck shit, and then they come back and they try to front like they gangster, like they trying to, like, he was trying to start fights and shit with people and shit. And it's like, nigga, no one's gonna fight you. You're gonna tell on them. Like, come on, nigga, nobody gonna do no street shit with you.
We know what you're shooting the ass.
I think so. I don't even know.
I'm trying to fuck with dude to get shot in the ass or something. Nick took the bullet to the foot. I think you take the shoot to the ass.
Yeah, I'm talking about one or two good songs. That's about it.
We only had one. She Belongs to the Game. That's it.
Now that it's all about the motherfucking money.
And he had one like a couple years ago. I want to say like 2016, 17.
Nah, I don't know.
Was he on Freshman at one point? I think so. I think he was on Double XL shit.
He might have been, but those were the whack years, the years nobody gives a shit about. You know? So, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I pre-ordered that new that 6ix9ine joint. I see you got his merch on, Jose. I see it. You got his new merch, huh?
It's Stussy, baby. Come on, it's Stussy. But you know, it's a representation. You know, of all the niggas that get away with foul shit. I'm hating on all y'all. So, yeah, nigga, I got a rat on my shirt for y'all niggas especially. I would hate on 6ix9ine, but that nigga hates himself. So I'm not gonna do that. I don't have to do that. He will never be free. You know what I mean? As much as he wants to go to these places, he goes to these places in a circle of security guards. So he's already in a cage. You know what I mean? So it's like you can't hate on somebody like that.
I won't be surprised by end of 2020, either he stopped rapping or someone really off him. Because he's mixing too much playing. What he just did today with the little Dirk's cousin, posting up, I guess, where it's a spot. The cousin passed away. That's not funny. That's not cool. That's
like, you disrespectful shit.
Get smoked.
It was funny until he did that, saying that shit.
It's tasteless. The stuff he's doing is tasteless. Now, like, looking at that video, how can he say that going to Nipsey's funeral thing or going to Nipsey's memorial thing, how can you say that that was for respect after you did with the shit you did in Chicago? You know what I'm saying?
Clown.
It's corny. It's corny. I don't understand that type of shit.
I'll be surprised if we get a Tory feature on his album for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Those clowns is gonna work together.
All you need is a red nose and some big shoes.
That's it, bro. Well, all right, folks. That's been another episode of the I Hope You're Listening podcast with Steve and Chris. Peace.
Peace.
Be listening.